Hello.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Thanks. Can you talk about the difference between the last time you faced the Patriots, you were coming off an 0-2 start, and we saw how emotional you were to get that first win. How different is it now that you've stamped yourself as a contender here?
Well, I mean, I don't know that we've done anything like that. I just think that we're playing a little bit better right now. So, I mean, you know, one thing when you come in here as a new coach, and any coach, you know, that has done this for the first time will say the same thing. In order to validate what it is that you've done, you need to win some games. And, you know, that just happened to be the first time that we won a game. So it gave us a little bit of validation to the things that we were trying to get done here within our change of culture.
The Jets are on top of the division. In any way, do you still measure yourselves against the Patriots when it comes to this division?
Oh, I sure do. I mean, I told our team the other day, I mean, in my mind, you know, our conference, you know, we still, in order to get to where you need to be, the conference runs through the Patriots. I understand where the Jets are, but, you know, till the end of the season comes, one way or the other, the conference runs through New England.
How much, I know this is an overused word, but confidence does your team have with four straight wins and the last two being very close?
Well, I mean, there's confidence, you know. I mean, you have to win games a bunch of different ways in this league, you know. I mean, certainly you need to try to beat, you know, you need to be able to beat some people that, you know, maybe you're expected to beat. You need to win some close games at some point, you know, and then you need to beat somebody that maybe you're not supposed to beat. So, you know, we've been able to do some of those things right now, so I think there's a little bit of confidence there, but certainly not cockiness, just, you know, confidence. I think it comes with, you know, any team when they're having some success.
I guess everybody gets credit for the lack of turnovers you guys have had this year. I mean, every coach wants to emphasize that. What's been the key to, you know, not turning the ball over for you?
Well, I think, you know, it's something certainly that we talk an awful lot about. You know, we try to work hard on it in practice, you know, and not turning the football over. I mean, you know, some people will say, well, how do you do those things? I mean, and we just really work hard on ball security in all our positions, those type of things. You know, we're fortunate that the people that handle the ball for us, you know, Chad Pennington, and then, of course, our backs and, you know, any of those other people, our receivers. We're fortunate that that these guys have been, you know, pretty trustworthy as far as that goes right now.
Tony, Ronnie told us that one of the things that you did when you came in was tell the team that you weren't coming in to rebuild, that you wanted to win football games now. Is that kind of what you're referring to when you mentioned culture change, that you wanted to instill that mindset in the team?
Yes, no question about it. I mean, I think that, you know, coming in here in the situation that we came in, you know, I think the natural reaction was that you were going to, you know, maybe rebuild, and this thing was going to take some time, and you were going to try to do all those things. Well, you know I don't have the patience for that. I know Bill Parcells doesn't, Jeff Ireland doesn't. So, you know, from our end, you know, we wanted to come in here, and we wanted to, you know, to be able to compete, you know, and just give ourselves a chance to win games and see maybe where this thing goes, you know, and that's really what we've done. So, I mean, I made no bones about saying that the first time that I met the team, you know, that this is something that we wanted to do, and, you know, we were fortunate that we were able to win a couple games. I mean, you know, we have six wins right now, so they don't give you any trophies, and you didn't get anything accomplished with six wins.
Would it be fair to say that your defensive scheme is unleashing Joey Porter more than the previous regime's scheme did?
Yeah, I would say that. That's definitely fair to say. You know, just, I mean, Joey came into this league really as a 3-4 outside linebacker, and, you know, I mean, we were able to get him kind of as close as we could to his natural position when he was back, you know, in Pittsburgh. So, you know, this does help him do that and helps use some of his talents, you know, to the best of our ability. And that's important for us. I mean, you know, in our scheme, you know, not much different a whole lot than, you know, the Patriots or some of these 3-4 teams. If your outside linebackers can't get to the passer, then you don't really have a chance.
So
Tony, how much influence is Parcells having on a day-to-day basis, and what are some of the things just from you being around him that, that you've learned from him?
Well, I mean, his influence, you know, as far as, you know, anything that we do, you know, from a game plan or practice standpoint or any of those things, you know, there really isn't much there. Unless I have a question, I may go down and pick his brain, which is a nice, you know, to be able to have in this building. But, you know, other than that, as far as things that I've learned from him, I mean, the list is long. You know, he prepared me to be in this position, without a doubt, I think. But some of the greatest strengths that I've taken from him, I think, would be the game management part of this whole thing. You know, I mean, as a young coach, what I'm finding is, you know, finally the game is just starting to slow a little bit for me right now. You know, kind of like a quarterback, and I think, you know, he's helped me do that a little bit just from what he's taught me along the way from a game management standpoint.
I know it's only been a short time, Tony, but where's the biggest way that you've seen Coach Parcells' imprint on this organization?
Well, I mean, I think just, you know, from a personnel standpoint, that's probably the biggest way. You know, I mean, one of the things that we don't do here, and our players understand this, is we continuously turn the bottom of our roster. That's important for us. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, whenever we finish our season, we want to make sure that we end up finishing maybe with a better 53 than we even started with. So, you know, the continuous turning of the bottom of the roster, those type of things, you know, players coming in and players going out from personnel standpoint, both he and Jeff Ireland, I think that's the biggest imprint right now.
How much does Chad Pennington's accuracy, how much does your offense, what benefit does he get from that?
Oh, I mean, it's tremendous. I think that, you know, I mean, we're a young football team, particularly a young offense. So, you know, you find a quarterback that can give you a chance to run with the football a little bit like that. You know, his accuracy, the fact that, you know, we're up there in the league right now on first down and first and 10 yardage, those type of things. Just giving yourself the opportunity, you know, to play throw and catch, you know, in some situations to catch the ball and run with it, that's important. You know, I mean, if the ball is not thrown with good location and good accuracy, then I think you have a little bit of a problem. It's awful hard to play behind the chains in this league.
What is the fourth quarter last minute drive like, the one Pennington engineered last week or the one Castle engineered against the Jets? You know, how much cachet does that give a quarterback?
Oh, I take an awful lot. I mean, I really do, especially amongst, you know, his teammates. But I think that, you know, these guys going out there and doing what they're doing, you know, Chad, Castle, I mean, this is not by accident. You know, I mean, you get into those kind of situations and you see these guys taking the ball down the field in the fourth quarter, moving their team, giving their team a chance to win. It's not by accident. These guys put an awful lot of time into it. You know, those things are drilled over and over again, but more importantly, you know, it's their film study and understanding what's going on, you know, during those situations, I think, that probably separates.
Tony, how much did that win, the first win over the Patriots this year, how much did that do for your confidence? I mean, I imagine as a first-year coach, you know, you need to see some results to kind of reassure yourself that the things you believe in work. Did that? How much did that win do for you?
Well, I mean, it just, you know, again, it validates kind of what you're trying to do. I mean, when you're 0-2 and you're starting this thing, well, you know, the preseason, that's a lot of fun. I mean, you get to go out there and, you know, you do what you're doing and, you know, there's no wins, no loss. I mean, you know, but when you get into the real season, you start out 0-2 and you know that you took over for 1-15, you know, all of a sudden, you know, maybe you got to, you know, you're looking at yourself and you're reevaluating yourself constantly, looking yourself in the mirror saying, am I doing the right things? You know, I find myself, at that point, found myself talking to myself an awful lot. So, you know, I needed to, you know, see obviously some success as well, so that I knew that the plan and the vision that I've had here, you know, putting that whole thing in place, you know, that we were doing the right things.
How tough is it to be a team like the Patriots mentally that, you know, year after year, you know, everybody's out to get you?
Well, I mean, I hope someday we have that problem. But, you know, I would imagine that that's a tough thing. You know, I'm just finding right now that, you know, maybe early on in the season, you know, I don't know, I guess maybe we snuck up on some people and, you know, some people might have, you know, taken us for, well, that's not happening now. You know, as we go into football games now, you know, I think people are, you know, they understand that if you do that, this team can, you know, can potentially beat you, you know, while the Patriots, you know, I mean, and all the success that they've had over the years, you know, and justifiably so. I mean, they earn it, and they've done a tremendous job. You know, they're a well-coached football team. They do a tremendous job that way, and it's consistency. You know, I mean, I talk to my team about those things, the things that the New England Patriots do. In fact, that they do it over and over again from a consistent standpoint, I mean, that's impressive. So you know that every week you're getting somebody's best shot.
Tony, what had attracted you to the kid from UMass, Brandon London, and how has he fit in since you brought him in?
Well, he's fit in nicely. You know, I mean, one of the things that I thought attracted us to Brandon is the fact that he had some special teams value, and you know, he was a pretty tough kid, athletic, you know, big, long kid at the receiver position that. You know, did some acrobatic things that way when the ball was in the air. And then he also had special teams value. I mean, he's a four-core special teams player for us that is an arrow-up guy, you know, that's getting better and better.
How much better, if at all, is Jake Long now than he was in week three?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's an awful lot better, I think. You know, in week three, early on in the season, Jake was kind of just learning maybe what people were going to do to him, how they were going to attack him. You know, as you get on in this league and you play against the people that you have to play against as a left tackle, you know, 10 games, 11 games in now, you figure that you've seen almost everything. So, you know, I think with him, he usually doesn't make the same mistake again. And, you know, as he's going through this whole thing and he's, you know, he's learning each week, you know, you would hope that 10 weeks into this thing, he's, you know, he's getting a little bit better. I see it on the practice field. I see it in the games. His use of his hands, his run blocking, all those things are a lot better now.
Yeah, Tony, if you'll indulge me, one New Haven question. Do you have much contact with the folks back home, and do you have some sense of the pride that community has in what you're doing?
Yeah, actually, you know, it was, we had a nice thing this week up here, you know, for the Oakland game, the university. We had an alumni event down here, and, you know, there was a bunch of guys that showed up here in South Florida, and, you know, it was an awful nice time, you know, on a Friday night here, you know, and I had a chance to go in and visit with some of them, so that was awful nice. You know, I stay in constant contact there with the athletic director, and of course the new head football coach there, Pete Rosamondo, played for me and coached for me, so I stay in contact with the program. I'm excited that football's back there, you know, on the university's campus, and I know that they're rooting for us.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you,
Tony.
Appreciate it. Thank you.